Hello, listeners. This is Jordan Green, the host of the Greenhouse Podcast. You are listening to episode 7 of the Greenhouse Podcast, and in the house joining us today is Dane. He will be talking about absolutely nothing, but wait, something will be said. So sit back, relax, grab a soda, and listen to episode 7 of the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Greenhouse Podcast. My name is Jordan Green, and this is episode 7 of the Greenhouse Podcast. In with me here today, in the house, is my very good friend, longtime co-worker, and you know what? Many, many more things. His name, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Dane.
Oh, hey there, guys. Ah, hey, everybody. Good to see you. Good to see you. Great to be here.
Dane, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
I'm super excited to have you here. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of our sponsors today. So I'd like to go ahead and thank our sponsors.
Captain Lavender's Butt Cream, for when all those other booty creams just won't do.
That's right. Captain Lavender. I can't even... That's right, Captain Lavender's... I can't even do it. Make sure you go and grab that butt cream today. You never know when you might need it.
No buts about it.
So, guys, if you want to visit us at our website is thegreenhousepodcast.com. We're getting new subscribers every day. Super excited. And, you know, Dane...
Yes.
A secret that a lot of us have been keeping here around the studio...
Oh, yeah.
...is that... The janitor of the Greenhouse Podcast, he's been making his way in and out.
He has. Bumped into him on my way in here today.
I mean, I know.
Guy's a little clumsy, but he's a good heart.
I've heard that you're really close with him.
So the janitor and I, we are pretty close. He's actually my cousin. To be named after him is pretty interesting. Not a lot of people are excited, I guess, maybe to be named after a janitor, but my cousin is the best. I mean, like, nobody gets those trash buckets like he does. In fact, does anybody see him anywhere?
I saw him earlier.
Yeah? Anybody...
I think anybody's that's him. It's Dane.
Oh, hey there. Oh, let me come on over. Oh, hey, guys. It's good to see you.
You know, Dane, how have you been lately?
I'm doing pretty good. I see you got my cousin over here in the studio.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to make sure that he got on the show.
I'm glad that you were able to swing in, say hey to us while we're doing the recording. I figure, you know, you keep the place clean. It'd be nice to introduce you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. That's so swell of you guys. But you know, speaking of keeping it clean, you know, I've got a lot to do, so I've got to skedaddle. If that's okay with y'all.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's okay, man. Again, appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, thank you. Anytime. All right. Have a great show,
keep up
guys.
The good work. Yeah, thank keep up the good work.
Will do, Mr. Jordan.
Awesome. Perfect.
That was good to see him.
No, he's super nice. He's super nice.
Really, really busy janitor. I've never known one to keep hours like him. So, I mean, gosh, right? That's dedication.
Oh, by the way, Dane, I did bring a surprise for you today.
Ooh.
You know, I know you like surprises.
Yes, I do.
And I know you like, I know you like a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I even like when soup rises.
But I heard you like classics.
Oh, classics.
So I brought this into the studio today.
A Surge! Oh my gosh!
Right, I figured you'd like this, and I feel like this is going to be the start of something, like, perfect for this episode. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can't see what's going on...
Please listen to this.
Hopefully you can't see, because if you could, I'm kind of creeped out right now.
Then please call us right now at 555-555 and explain how you can see through the phone line.
Don't forget that 5. All right, let's crack it open together. For those of you who can't see, this is Surge. This is an old... this is a not an old drink. This is actually a new drink, but the actual... Isn't it lovely?
Oh my gosh, that is good.
The actual drink... is from the 90s, am I right?
I believe you are correct. It is from the 90s.
Oh my gosh.
Which reminds me, when I came on that little intro theme, that's made popular in the 80s, but heard in a lot of 90s movies and late 80s films. It's the song Tarzan Boy by Baltimora, just for anybody wondering.
Yes.
Little tidbit in there.
You know, it felt like it would be perfect. to have you find the perfect song for your perfect moment.
You know, you gotta live, you gotta learn. So I like to throw in educational bits when
I can. Yeah, no. So guys, Surge is one of my favorite drinks. I don't know if we should be talking so much about it. I'm not getting paid by them. but I am being fueled by them.
Absolutely. Surge, if you are listening, you've created one of the greatest drinks in all of the universe. In fact, I do believe that there was one point in my life in which my entire family was struck with leprosy. They all began to lose their arms and legs and had to be tied to chairs and work in a factory. That's right, they were making Nesquik, and it wasn't long after that that I introduced them to Surge. They began drinking Surge, and all of their limbs grew back.
This is a true story. I remember reading about that.
Oh, yeah, it was in all the papers. Yeah. All the papers. Surge causes family to grow back limbs. It was a big deal. Now, they were green and glowing, but, you know, you get used to that sort of thing. Nightlights, right. For a one-word description.
Right, right. Are they called nightlights?
I refer to my family as nightlights now. I threw away all my lamps and positioned them in corners of the room. That glow
still.
Is just perfect.
It's
oh, yeah.
perfect.
Oh, yeah, like a great little neon bar.
That's awesome. So, Dane, you know, the whole point of the show is, you know, we have something to say. You know, because we talk about nothing, but I know that you have something to say. What do you have to say?
Oh, well, I thought I'd share a couple things with you guys today. It wasn't long ago. I get lots of questions about how many cats I have. I actually was listening
to one of our shows.
Yes.
One of our episodes.
It was amazing. For anyone that might not know, in one of the previous podcasts, Jordan and a friend of mine, Alex Byers, gave me a call out and even brought up the fact that I have six or more cats, which just to let everybody know how excited I was, I immediately paused the podcast and ran around the house picking up each one of my cats, exclaiming, "Baby, you were just on the radio. Papa's so proud of you.
I'm gonna rewind it. You have to listen."
it was a great moment.
That's awesome. I wish we could have got it on video. We could put it in the behind the scenes area of the show.
I will record a reenactment. We can even get like stuffed cats and I'll like throw them in the air in excitement.
You know what we should do? We should do a reenactment and we'll have interviews and we'll make it one of those shows where it's reenacted, it's black and white, and there's creepy music. And then Dane walked over and picked up the cat. That would be super hilarious, actually.
It would be.
Hey, from what I'm told, and you know, we've known each other for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gotten close to holding hands once.
Ooh, well, you know.
You remember that day?
Oh yeah, the holding hands club. It was good. It was good. We got a lot better at it that day.
Yeah, close, very close. We might need to take a few more classes.
Oh yeah. One step at a time.
But I've heard that you're pretty good with voice acting, and what I mean by voice acting is you might just become a little bit animated.
Ooh. Well, you
is
know,
this
I,
true? Is this true?
You know, I appreciate you bringing it up, but as of late, it's kind of a subject I'm not really comfortable talking about.
No.
And I do hate to interrupt the podcast, but I'm really sorry. I've got to use the restroom, so I'm gonna excuse myself. I know this seems not cool, but I will be right back.
Gosh.
Sorry about that. Excuse me.
You know, this has never happened, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first time in the 6 years that I've not been doing this, and the 1 week that I have, that anybody has actually left the show. I don't know what to do now.
Hello? Hello there?
Oh, hello.
Hello? Hey.
Oh.
Oh, hey, who are you? What are you doing?
Elmo?
Yeah, my name's Elmo. It's good to see you.
How did you get in the studio?
There was this janitor outside, and I said, "Hello, it's me, Elmo."
Wait.
And he just sent me in.
He's got those keys, you know. I can't trust him with anything. I don't appreciate that at all. I have to talk to him.
Keys start with a K.
They do. They. This is true.
Yeah, I love keys. They're jingle jangle.
They do. They're up and down, just like that.
It's my favorite.
Let's put the keys down now.
Okay. What are you doing here today?
We're doing a podcast.
What's a podcast?
You know, I'm not sure yet. I'm still learning myself.
Well, I've got to record a show. It's called The Sesame Street. Have you ever heard of it?
I have. I was watching it this morning.
Well, I just got a call. They need me on set, so I gotta go. Bye.
Okay, great. Well, it's great having you on the show, Emma.
Have a great rest of the show, Miss Again.
Okay, goodbye. You know, I'm just wondering where Dane went. Ladies and gentlemen, this is super awkward. Man, It's a, I've never been this lonely in my life. The studio is completely dark.
Oh, don't feel lonely. Just a poor boy in the dark. I wouldn't want you feeling sad. How are you doing?
Well, hi. How are you? Who are you?
Good to see you. Well, you know, my name's Herbert. I was just passing along. I saw a little furry boy running out of a door that was wide open. Thought I'd swing in and see what was going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is the first time I've ever had this many guests on my show.
Oh, you're telling me I'm a guest on a show? Well, this must be my birthday.
It's not a video. I don't know why. He keeps looking at like he's looking for a camera. It's audio. It's an actual radio show.
So where are all the other furry little red boys?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen them lately.
You've got quite a beard on you, but...
I do.
You look That's like true. Quite the old man. How old are you? About 105?
No, just 23.
I'm sorry. My eyes don't work quite well. I'm about 99.989% blind.
Wow.
It's a unique
so
number.
So specific.
Yes, yes.
I've never been in this situation.
Well, seeing as how and what I was expecting isn't quite what's going on, I'm going to skedaddle, or as they say, I'm going to catch the ball, Jesse.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us.
Oh, absolutely.
Quite a surprise.
You have a great rest of the day, Mr. Green.
You too. And try to lock up on your way out. Okay.
Oh, no problem. Goodbye now.
How is everybody getting into this studio?
Whew.
Dane.
Oh, I feel much better. Hey
where,
there.
Where have you been?
I'm sorry, man.
What happened?
Needless to say, you can tell I'm now wearing a new pair of neon shorts.
I noticed.
Yeah,
they're very bright.
It seemed for the best.
Did you bring those with you to the studio?
Yeah, they're my energy shorts. They give me the energy to kind of express myself the way I need to. Whenever I'm out in public and I don't have my bright neon shorts,
I'm
just not me.
Yeah, I understand.
At least not from the waist down, anyways.
I've been there. Well, I'm glad you're back.
You'll never believe it.
Elmo showed up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Elmo.
The Muppet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
We had quite the characters in here. You'll have to, later on, we'll rewind the tape. We had two, I don't even remember. I felt like I was dreaming. It could have been four.
Oh, man.
Four different guests at once.
That's nuts. Oh, I wish I had caught it.
I know.
Me and my tiny tank.
I know. I'm telling you. I missed. Yeah, I can't believe you missed that.
Oh man. You know, it's just like me to miss stuff like this. I don't know if we have time for it. Would it be okay to share a story with you?
No, please do.
Speaking of things I've kind of missed or lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I I don't know if you've ever heard of like probe or focus classes.
Mm-hmm.
They're for more or less the kids that can't sit still and won't stop touching things. So I was in that class.
Yes.
And I had a teacher named Mr. Duncan.
I know of it now.
Yes.
Mr. Duncan. Okay, go ahead.
And really kind of a interesting guy. He liked to make comics, things. You'd think we'd get along a little bit more, but admittedly, he kind of felt like I was a bit of a... Well, I was loud, to say the least.
Sure.
I attracted a lot of attention. We headed on a field trip to none other than Epcot in Disney World.
I love Epcot.
And
awesome.
Very slowly but surely, I did end up breaking the poor man's sanity that day.
This is a true story?
It's a true story. So all started with, they had a little Disney shop there at Epcot. And the movie A Bug's Life had just come out. So I went in, and they had one of my favorite characters. Heimlich, he's a sweet little butterfly.
Yeah.
They had a big, fat Heimlich, and when you squeeze him, he would fill it with the gelatin and get really big. We were waiting in line for that Hall of Presidents. Do you know about that? You know where they have, like, the robots?
Yes, the Hall of Presidents.
I was a president.
Yeah.
So we're waiting in line for that, and I'm squeezing that little Heimlich until he's humongously bulging. And a friend of mine just kind of reaches out and taps him with a finger, and poof, just explodes. Gelatin everywhere all over the hallway.
So that's one of those little squeezable characters that you could buy from the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got the point of those.
I think they were originally brought about like a stress toy, but as you will see in this story, it's definitely increasing stress for those around me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes,
yeah, the whole thing blows up. I was always afraid that they would blow up when I was using them.
Yes. Luckily, not filled with the same insane glue gel that Stretch Armstrongs are filled with. I don't know if anyone here has ever had a Stretch Armstrong explode, but it's horrendous.
You've been there.
Yes. but yes, so the Heimlich explodes all over the hallway for Hall of Presidents as we're waiting to get in, and my teacher, Duncan, is just shaking his head. And in front of me is an old gentleman, and he just kind of kindly turns around and goes, "Oh, don't worry there, sir. I've got you." And he pulls out two baseball cards and hands me two baseball cards to begin scooping up all of the gelatin in the hallway. Needless to say, I'm then late for the show, but no sooner than I get in the show, about 4 minutes in, I get a nosebleed, and I'm down, like, all the way at the end of the row from my teacher, Mr. Duncan, so now I have to do that telephone thing where I'm like,
would you tell Mr. Duncan my nose is bleeding?
And then the next student has to turn and is like, "Hey, will you get tissues for Dane? His nose is bleeding." Turn to the next person, and
it's
so
like
I look
that,
all the way
like
down.
It's like the game telephone where you pass a message along, yeah.
Yeah, and I can see my teacher all the way at the end, and all of a sudden the person next to him turns to him, and he turns and just shakes his head in disappointment, hands them a tissue, and they pass it all the way back to me.
Why was your nose bleeding?
As a kid, I got frequent nosebleeds.
This wasn't related specifically to the explosion earlier.
No, thankfully I'm not allergic to gelatin toys or Heimlich character.
I've never seen the inside of this. Like, I don't know if they were like some sort of like a really bad chemical inside there.
Yeah,
and
no.
It caused nosebleeds.
Actually, that's kind of interesting because, I mean, I'd had them before, like, from chlorine from pools, and you get that scary, like, swamp thing situation where I dive into the pool and then I come up and just blood all over my face, and people are like, "Oh my gosh, what's happened to him?" And I'm just like, "What's going on, everybody?" needless to say, I've irritated my poor teacher already twice, exploded a toy, got a nosebleed in the middle of the Hall of President's show, and then after that we go on it's like a Norwegian log ride,
right?
And we go on the ride, and at the end is a little place where they've got a bunch of toys for sale, and I'm always supposed to, like, get something for my brother and sister, bring it back to them. So I'm looking around, and next thing I know, not only can I not find a toy for my brother, but I can't find my class anymore. I can't find anybody in my class.
Everybody's gone?
Yeah, I'm looking everywhere, and I'm freaking out. So as a kid, I decide, all right, now the smart thing is probably that they're back at one of those places I've already been.
Right.
So you know how Epcot's like a circle?
Yeah.
They're going in one direction, and now I'm backtracking in the opposite direction from them, trying to find them. Nope, they're not at the boat we were at. Nope, they're not at this telephone we were at. And so I call my dad.
They're going the other way.
Yes, so I get on the telephone and call my dad, who is home in Georgia. Mm. And my dad's just like, you're lost? Son, what do you want me to do? I don't know what to do. He's just, poor guy, is just like worried to death. He's just like, I don't know what to do.
Because he's on the phone.
Yes. And
looking around, you know, you're in a different country.
Oh, exactly.
Technically.
A different country every few feet. It was quite crazy for a kid. And all of a sudden, blonde lady reaches down, picks up the phone from me, and is like, sir, don't worry. He's walked by my lemonade stand 3 or 4 times. This happens all the time. And she leads me by hand. We finally find my teacher, and the man flips out, lifts me off the ground, and is just, like, shaking me. And the lady's just like, don't worry. This happens all the time. And he's just like, "You don't understand." and poor man's wig nearly just flew off his head.
Oh my goodness.
Now luckily, you know, everything worked out from there. Rest of the trip went great. Thankfully I never got lost again on the trip.
How old were you in this situation?
I was in about 7th grade.
I've never heard the story.
Yeah, unfortunately, due to that and other random events, that teacher did not stick around at the school very long. So let me just say the moral of the story is not to shake children at theme parks.
Don't shake.
I know.
The moral.
It seems like a crazy thing. Who would guess? I mean, you're thinking, like, this is a theme park. It's full of kids. I got shaking to be done. Like, let's knock out 2 birds, 1 stone. No.
Nope.
No, ma'am.
Try to hold back the shaking.
Hold it back.
I'll try to remember that next time I go.
Simadana.
That's awesome. Are you ready to go to the next section?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. Perfect. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show. If you are new to us and new to our podcast, this is the part of the show where we do a little improv. If we haven't already, we're going to do a little improv skit. And this is called a skit/sketch. You can call it what you want. Just don't call it late for dinner. I don't know if that actually applies. We can go with it.
We have hungry improvs.
Right. So this is the improv skit. So in this skit, Dane, I'm going to explain the situation.
Oh, go right ahead.
And our lovely janitor, he has been involved in these skits very much so. And we have one sketch, and I'm going to throw you in the sketch. You're going to listen, and you will then improv with me.
Ooh, that sounds like a plan.
And who knows where it can lead.
All right.
All right, so we're no longer in the studio. You are an action hero cop. You just destroyed half the city.
All right.
Block.
Ooh, that sounds like me. Typical me.
Now, I am the chief of police, and I'm looking to give you the third degree.
Oh, no.
Now, why did you... So, basically, the question is, why did you have to destroy half the city, and why did you do it? And I'll be asking you that.
So those are some of the things we may be getting into.
Right. These are some of the situations. Okay. Right. And then I'll have to kind of figure out what if I should let you go or not.
All right. You want to just start it off with me walking into the office there, boss?
Sounds good.
All right.
All right. And go.
You wanted to see me there, chief?
Yeah, listen. I need you to sit down for this.
Oh, you, all right. I'll sit down.
Listen, I just got off the phone.
Uh-huh.
It turns out the mayor is very frustrated.
What? Mayor's frustrated? Why? I'm always, like, saving his behind, you know? I mean, what's he got against me?
I'm not saying that you're a bad person.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying you destroyed half the city block.
Well, I mean, you know, I was the only guy that was going to be able to stop him, okay? There was no other way about it, all right? Bunny Rabbit Bomber's been just going wild in this town for years now.
This is just excuses. You give me excuses. This is the fourth time this week.
No, he does it every year, all right? That Bunny Rabbit Bomber comes around, and he does up these bombs like they're Easter eggs, hides them all down the street, all right? And he's gotten away from us every year, boss, and it wasn't going to happen again.
We're no longer in a comic book, okay? This is not the Avengers. You're not a hero. You're simply helping the citizens of this great city.
Boss, I gotta do what I got to do. You don't understand what he was doing to people. Kids would stop believing in the Easter Bunny. They thought he was a crazy person. They were scared in their beds. This was the only option I had, Chief.
I understand. But listen, I'm gonna have to give you the third degree.
Oh, no, look. Okay.
Not the fourth one.
My first year here, I got that first degree. The second year, I got the second. I don't think I could deal with the third, okay? I don't want to have to put my badge down, all right, boss?
Listen, I know you've got good reasons, and I know you've got two guns.
Yes.
And I'm gonna need you to place
and a rocket
both
launcher.
Guns on the table now.
Look, I can't do that, okay? Okay, listen, boss, all right?
Give
it's
me
not
one
every
reason,
day.
One reason.
All right, did you see how cool I looked when I was standing in the middle of the street just firing that rocket launcher in every direction?
Like,
I knew one
cool.
of those rockets was gonna hit that bunny.
I'm not gonna lie,
okay,
that was pretty cool.
Okay, whole city block destroyed, but one of those rockets hit that bunny.
No, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
But blow him completely up.
I don't, you know, you're right. I don't know if I'm gonna let you go anymore.
Oh, Chief.
I'll tell you what.
You got a big heart. You got a big heart, Chief.
I'll tell you what. The wife and I, we're gonna go out for drinks later.
Oh, out for drinks?
Yep.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not just an action hero. I'm a drinking hero, too.
I'd love for you and... You know, I actually don't know anything about your personal life, but I'd like for you and anyone else that you want to bring, no more than one, to join us.
Oh, man, I'd love to come. I'll bring, okay, so I'm kind of a lonely guy. I might not bring anybody, but I'm going to do my best to not destroy half that bar the way I did that city block.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it's also a stakeout. You're coming with me.
Oh, God, you always got to pull one on me, Chief.
Just follow me.
All right. Let's go.
That was fantastic.
Mm.
That was awesome.
That
well
was
done.
Great.
Well Woo! Done, sir. Well done. Where's the applause track? There we go. There it is.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic. That was a... I did not expect to go that direction, actually. You know, when you had that accent, I just kind of went with whatever came out with my accent. And I think it worked. I think it went okay.
Yes, I think that it seems strongly as though we both had, like, some pretty, like, hardcore, like, Boston, Brooklyn action hero cops on the beat talking about how crazy things can get. I loved that. That was fun.
That was fantastic. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, you can expect that, listeners and children and adults alike out there.
Yes.
Family-friendly show over here.
Oh, yeah.
You can expect this from every episode, from every guest that we have on. We have guests tall and short.
Ooh.
Yes. People. I mean, of all
not
shapes
a lot of people
sizes.
Get that. You know, I mean, tall has always been the precedent for podcasts, mm-hmm.
And sometimes
I mean,
and short maybe for something else.
Oh, it's amazing.
But no, we have all sizes now. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till you start getting obtuse people in there. That sounds great. Some acute people as well.
Right. That's what I'm saying. All right, cool. So are you ready for the next section?
Oh, I like this sections thing. Let's flip over to another.
Perfect. So last episode, mm-hmm. we had on a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Now this guest, his name was Edwin.
Ooh.
Do you know Edwin?
I know Edwin. Edwin's awesome. I heard Edwin just got a green screen.
He did. You know, he talked a lot about that on the episode, actually. You didn't give too much detail.
No, I didn't get a lot of clarity. Is a green screen just a large screen with your face on it?
It is.
Yeah. I was really excited when he told me about it, and I can't wait to see how that shows up in films. Like backgrounds everywhere.
Yep. In fact, I'm pretty sure it'd be super cool if just Hulk just showed up because of this green screen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do it, though, because Hulk is green.
Yeah, he may end up purple shorts.
How did they do that in the Hulk movie? Because Hulk is green, and obviously most of that was CGI. Hulk couldn't be running through the cities destroying things.
Common misconception, it was all just mounded up avocado.
Mounded up avocado.
Yeah. They just like stripped all the peels off the avocado, just mounded up into mush and molded it all together.
What do you mean, like claymation? Like they just set up
a bunch kind of like they do for claymation. Yeah. He was just like stop motion animated whole thing.
Entire movie.
Yeah. Hardest part was like really the CGI came in to get all the flies away because I mean it was rotting like day two of the shoot.
You can't even tell.
Oh yeah. I mean they did a great job cleaning it up. It was a smelly movie to be on set for though.
Yeah. You were on set.
Oh, yeah.
I miss this?
I got invited on because my cousin was the janitor, so.
Yeah. Makes sense.
He helps connect me, oddly enough.
So, Edwin, Edwin, he had questions for you.
Yes,
but
okay.
The cool thing about this, guys, mm-hmm. is the guest does not know who the next guest will be, so they're asking questions, mm-hmm. and we call this questions and answers from the guest.
We got answers for this week.
Just because, like, sitting there. Questions for next week. You know, I think it's funny. Your lovely lady over here, Jessica. She's here in the studio as well.
Hey, Jess.
So she can't hear the music in our headphones.
Also, I know everyone listening at home can't tell this, but I just want to let you know, she looks gorgeous. Immaculate. Oh.
I like how you whispered that because everybody can't.
Well, when you tell somebody something like that, you don't want to blow their minds by being too loud. I gotta whisper it.
You gotta start small.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Right. But it's super funny because we're standing here. If you guys are watching the behind the scenes video, which there's not one, but you would see us like freaking out dancing to that music. I love it. That's awesome. All right, cool. So question number one is going to play now, and you're going to then answer it. Ready?
Okay.
And here we go.
What do you want your tombstone to say?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. It is so hard for me to not remember those old tombstone commercials and be like, oh, well, I want pepperoni on my tombstone.
That's hilarious.
Do you remember those commercials? I was always like, what do you want on your tombstone? So that's the first thing that comes.
I've actually never seen those commercials.
But what I want on my tombstone mm-hmm. is for it to say that
obviously you want your name.
Right.
Yeah.
Dane Hokanson.
Right.
Loving father.
How do you spell Hokanson, by the way?
Hokanson.
With an H?
H-O-K-A-N. Son. Would be nice. How you spell my last name.
Hokanson.
I would like it to say Dane Hokanson, loving father, hero to many, dies saving family from submarine wreckage.
Wow, that's so specific.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to plan on dying this way?
Well, really, like, even
if I
don't.
Do you set yourself up for the wreckage itself?
Oh, I've got an idea. Pretty much the whole thing is that they're going to, I'm going to buy a very small submarine, just kind of keep it off to the side. And then as I get older in age,
it never happens, just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
They're going to like wheel me into my hospital bed, into the submarine.
Right.
And they're going to like attach leashes to every member of my family and attach to the end of my hospital bed and roll me out. So it's like I'm wheeling them out of that submarine wreckage and they'll pass away.
brilliant.
Yes. So no matter what, I achieve my dreams.
No one gets hurt either way.
Nobody gets hurt, save my family from submarine wreckage. Perfect.
And if there really was a submarine situation, you could also just do that way too.
Oh, yes. It would also be nice if they could kind of imprint bubbles on the tombstone, so it almost looks like this is like floating up from the submarine wreckage. It's like my last thing.
I know a guy. I think I can help you out with that.
Oh, I'd really appreciate it.
If I'm not on the submarine, if I was on the submarine,
then
he'd save
I would
me.
Save exactly. So then also in parentheses, save Jordan Green from the Greenhouse podcast, and then a link embedded on the tombstone. There we go.
I love it. Yes. All right, cool. Are you ready for question number two?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Question number two. What is something that you've always wanted to try but have been too scared to?
This is going to sound really, really silly, but you know those inner tube rides that they have? It's called like the slow river, like at a lot of like whitewater places. Like it's literally the calmest ride at the river.
But you're too scared to get on it?
Scared to death of it. It turns out that when I was younger at the theme park, my cousin and everybody, they were going to go on what you would consider the obvious scary ride at the theme park. Yeah. They were going to ride down this really long slide, and one of those is almost just a, like 90 like degree drop. I was too scared. I was like, can I go to the Lazy River instead? Aunt and uncle were like, okay. No sooner than I'm in the Lazy River, but I flip accidentally out of my like little inner tube and end up underneath this like massively huge lady. And I can't get out under the water. I'm just like kind of smacking her booty and I can't believe it, but she can't even notice.
She can't.
I'm just like, let me out. All of a sudden, hand comes down, poof, into the water, pulls me out into my uncle. And he's just like, what are you doing? As if I was just like, why are you playing down there? I'm sure that lady doesn't appreciate it.
And you were dying.
Yes. Freaking out. So,
That's a legitimate fear.
One of these days.
You're going to get on that tube.
I'm going to get in that Lazy River again.
That's going to be legit.
One of these days.
That'll be the day. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just afraid of, stapling about 8 pieces of paper at once.
Oh,
I've always wanted
to
do it though. I'm afraid that I don't even know what's going to happen if I tried.
I've heard a gateway opens at 9. So, I mean, you're playing it safe with 8.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, cool. Here we go. Question 3.
What is one item that you would love to Office Space? Now, let me elaborate.
Okay.
I
will let you this once.
Thank you for letting me proceed. For those of you who've seen the movie Office Space, there's a scene in it where the three protagonists, they go out and take this printer with them to a field. They bring a bat, and I think it's just a bat, or they may have other weapons with them. But they just take a beating to this printer because this printer has been so defective throughout the course of their career at this place. And they just take a beating to it. And they just let their stress out, vent out their frustration on this printer out in the middle of this field. And so if you can take one item, it doesn't matter from where. It could be from your workplace. It could be from home. It could be whatever. What is one item that you would Office Space?
Ooh. All right.
So what is one item that you would Office Space,
Dane? Well, first off, I gotta give a call out to Edwin for some great questions there.
These are good ones. Yeah.
Okay. I would love to. Nickelodeon used to make this product called GAC, and I would love to find an old GAC factory where one of their GAC producing machines is broken down, still filled with GAC. Okay? So then I remove it from the factory.
Right.
I take the GAC machine out to the middle of the field, just like they did in Office Space, put on a really angry hip hop song, really just to get my groove going, and then just take a baseball bat and start wailing on the GAC machine. Because here's the key, here's why it's gonna be awesome. First couple of whacks, going to be classic Office Space, just pieces flying off. But then you're going to start getting to that internal GAC. And do you remember what would happen if you just push down in GAC?
Doesn't it, like, there's something big that just kind of happens?
It just kind of goes...
Oh, okay.
So what's great
completely
is
wrong.
First it's just going to be like bang, bang, ksing, bang, bang, as people are hitting it. And then soon it just becomes... So that it would be an old... GAC producing machine still with GAC inside.
That would be incredible. I'd pay money to see that.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Well, that's all 3 questions. And thank you, Dane, for answering those questions.
Oh, very welcome.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Oh, and thank you, Edwin.
Thank you, Edwin. All right, so Dane, do you have 3 questions? Or 7?
Ooh, or 7.
But you can't say more than 3 right now.
What about questions about the movie 7?
That could be a good one, too.
Okay. Yeah. First question, what's in the box? I'm sorry. I had to do it. Okay. Question number 1. Something I've always loved doing is going to great live shows and great concerts. Yes. I would like to know, what was the greatest live show you've ever experienced in your life?
That's a good question.
There we go. Okay, that's question number one.
I love that. You know, I love Imagine Dragons.
Ooh, have you seen them live?
I've seen them live.
What was it like?
It's fantastic.
It was?
It's you're in the moment with that giant drum on stage.
Uh-huh.
They have this giant drum. It's like the size of this studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
Maybe not the size of the studio. Well, we have a small studio. It's literally this table.
Yeah, well, I mean, the studio itself is like a drum kit, so made sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's awesome. I love music. That's a great question, because I love music. All right, cool. You have another question.
This is a classic one. Cats or dogs, and why?
Perfect. Simple. To the point.
It's
and
simple.
Why?
Big reason I ask, I never knew I was an animal person. Mm.
You never knew you were an animal person? Or you never knew you were an animal person?
Yes, I never knew that I was an animal person. As in, I once was in a car wreck, and a doctor saved me by incorporating pieces of an animal, and now
and
I
now
run
you're
on
an
all
animal
fours.
Person.
Oh, no, no.
Not that.
That's
not
The
that.
Animal by Rob Schneider. no, exactly. I never knew that I could even kind of get along with animals, and now I have 700 cats. So
brilliant.
I have found that I can, and I love them.
Brilliant, brilliant. All right, question number two then, or that's question number two.
Yes.
You could repeat question number two and it would waste our time.
To say the same thing again.
No, question number three.
And question number three. Okay, for those who read, if it's a graphic novel, what is your favorite graphic novel? And just to make the question be able to reach all audience members, if you don't read graphic novels, i.e. thick comics, then what would be your favorite book, and why?
So they don't answer second question. Or they don't answer question three, part B, unless they can't answer question
Correct.
Three, part
A. If you do read graphic novels, they can be anything from, like, there's Batman graphic novels. Road to Perdition was a graphic novel that eventually became a film. Scott Pilgrim is a great, like, graphic novel series that I love to read. Bone is another really good one.
That's
so
awesome.
So since... Hopefully I didn't just like give any answer that they could have given, but there's lots of them out there. I'd love to hear what they enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. And don't you also do a little bit of comic book writing yourself? A little bit?
I do.
Animation?
Yes, I've done some animation. I went to the Savannah College of Art and Design, spent a year in Savannah, and then 3 years up in Atlanta. And from that, have produced a couple different little short animated films, do a lot of video editing as well. But the big reason I got into animation is because it wasn't just enough to draw. It didn't feel like just enough to make a little bit of music, and honestly still got boring at the end of the day if all I did was edit film. And it was the perfect thing to bring it all together.
That's awesome. Now, do you have any of your artwork or anything of you, any of your work that somebody could follow you or see you out there in the social networking world?
Oh, sure.
That you could that you'd like to share.
Oh yeah,
with our listeners.
If you're looking for examples of my work, one place you could go, it's greycomics.tumblr.com. That's greycomics.tumblr.com.
Perfect. We'll put it in the description of this episode on our website as well.
Yes, and then also my email is greycomics@yahoo.com. So also too, if you would like to kind of meet up to work on an art project, or you would just like to see other examples of my work that maybe aren't online, just send me an email. I'd love to share with you.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, that's exciting. Oh, by the way, Dane, guess what?
Mm.
There's one thing that we've been doing on every episode for a little while now.
Okay.
And that is we ask the guest what their favorite place, their very favorite hotspot is, like in Atlanta or Georgia area. You know, not a typical tourist place.
Right.
But one of those places that you're like, man, I love going there. And I'd love other people that live here also, listeners out there. I'd love them to know about it.
What is your favorite place? Where you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place? Where you go? What do you like?
Has anyone mentioned Criminal Records?
No, I don't
think
so.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Thank goodness. Got to talk about this, guys. All right.
Please.
So pretty much any major city you go to, they're always going to have this amazing record shop that's kind of like the beating heart and soul of music in that area. And one of the biggest ones for Atlanta is a place called Criminal Records. Now, I suggest for anyone coming to Atlanta or anyone that already lives here, please go.
Are there,
buy a record.
There
buy,
are records. Okay, they sell records.
Yeah, you've got vinyls. You can get CDs, sometimes special edition cassettes. I mean, they've got that's everything. Awesome. And if we want, as like a society, to keep having like really awesome record shops, we definitely want to go by and give them our support.
That's great.
Andre 3000 like goes there when he has free time to shop for records. Yeah. Tons of people. They did a signing there, actually. I went and met Michael Cera, Jason Schwartzman, and Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
They were all hanging out at Criminal Records and went and met them for a signing.
That's so awesome.
So definitely have to recommend if you can ever swing through
anywhere.
And I love
the name.
Anywhere. Oh, yeah.
Well, Criminal, I didn't know what it was at first. I'm like, Criminal Records.
It was really weird like 10 years ago to type Criminal Records into the internet and try and like find a website for them.
For because, the company.
Yes. For anyone wondering, it was Criminal Records. ATL.com, I believe, for like nice. Quite a while. But yes, got very humorous results.
That's awesome. Well, Dane, I want to thank you again for being on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, Jordan, I can't thank you enough for having
hopefully
me.
Hopefully I can have you back on the show one day.
Oh, definitely. Awesome. I always love to help in any way possible. And can't again, fun. Thank you so much for having me here. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Guys, that was Dane. He is a good friend of mine, and he lives right here in Georgia. Right here with the rest of us. And for those of you who are listening in Canada, we welcome you to come visit us. We will come visit you as well, hopefully.
Come see what it's all about.
Come see what it's all about. You can visit us here without visiting us here by visiting our website. It's greenhousepodcast.com, thegreenhousepodcast.com. And follow us behind the scenes with some behind-the-scenes pictures and behind-the-scenes, well, anything. We post videos sometimes. We post audio clips.
Oh, flubadubs, rim rams.
Everything.
Jib-jabs.
Jib-jabs.
All the goodness.
You know it. And so we have all that stuff right there on our Instagram page. That is at Greenhouse, the Greenhouse Podcast. And then, of course, our Twitter page is at Greenhouse Pod. You can find us there.
Mm.
And, of course, if you want to be a guest on our show or you know someone who wants to be a guest or would be a great guest, please send us that information by emailing us at thegreenhousepodcast@icloud.com. That's all that we have for today for as far as the show goes, guys. So thanks for listening. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for subscribing on iTunes. This has been the Greenhouse Podcast. Thanks for being on the show, Dane.
Ah, thanks for having me. Have a great night, everybody, and definitely listen to the podcast. It's been as big a blast listening to it as it is being on it. Thank you.
Thanks again, Dane. All right, we'll see you next time, guys.